November 27, 2018, month-end audit meeting at 6:30 and regular town board meeting at 7 o'clock.
All right. 6:30, we'll open up the audit meeting, and that's how the roll call ends.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Here.
Something. So how are we on signatures for vouchers?
Well, except for the discussion.
Okay, so let's start going down to the 41 transfers first.
This is the transfer.
Sorry. I don't know. I need to how did you do the transfers first? The first motion that I'll need is to transfer $640.88 from account A1620.402, which is general fund buildings and annex building, to account A1620.401, which is general fund buildings municipal center.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
Next motion I'll need is to transfer $1,054 from account A1990.4, which is the general fund contingent account, and $765 from account A5010.410, the general fund superintendent of highway attorney fees, and it'd be transferred, and an additional $289 be transferred to A5132.410, which is general fund garage, highway garage litigation.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
The next motion, or resolution I'll need is to transfer $2,600 from account A1990.4, which is general fund contingent account, and $1,750 to account A3510.1. which is general fund, dog control, personal services, and $850 be transferred to A3510.4, which is general fund, dog control, contractual services.
So,
second. Any discussion? This is necessary just for everyone's knowledge. If you recall, we had increased the hourly rate of dog control partway through the year, and so we're accommodating that increase in earnings for our dog control officer to meet the resolution that the board passed increasing his hourly rate. Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
I also need a resolution to increase under revenues and increase expenditures. The first will be to increase revenues by $4,942 for account A1640, which is a general fund ambulance charges, and we'll do both of these together. And the other one is to increase expenditures by $4,942 to account A4540.409.1, which is the general fund ambulance paramedic program, as the board is aware, these are pass-throughs. So we're just taking the money in and sending it back out.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
Also need a final resolution to increase appropriations in the amount of $4,187.28 to account A7140.1, which is the general fund recreation personal expenses, and appropriations by $1,213.11 for account A7140.4, which is the general fund recreation contractual expenses. Discussion on that.
What's it for?
So this is, if you recall, we had additional staffing for rec this year, and we had also increased the pay for our then working foreman.
Working foreman,
or I can't remember the title.
Yeah.
was there, and that was done partway through a budget year. So this is to cover the increase in payroll, and we're going to be tight for the rest of the year with REC. So my suggestion moving forward to the department would be no unnecessary expenditures for the remainder of the year, just to cover our transfers. So we're ready to look forward.
So moved on the appropriation.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. That was on transfers and resolutions, Rudy, for you? So we've got, looks like, eight items for discussion. First one is we had repair for the John Deere mower at REC, and we had initially received a quote, and the board authorized approval of payment of $1,282.30 back in the first week of October. And then we needed additional funding for the repair, so a second quote was approved by a poll of the board a couple days later. And that was for $1,067.43, which is annotated in invoice. Do you have the invoice number for that?
I'm sorry?
Do you have the invoice number for that?
It's in the folder.
Okay. Well, we don't need that in the record. Bottom line is that the repairs were done, and the repairs exceeded what was approved by the board by $327.82. And the reason Falls Farm and Garden gave is that the quotes that the town was provided was based on an estimated time to repair versus actual time to repair, and the actual time to repair was higher than the estimate. So we'll need an authorization to pay the additional $327.82.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion?
Yeah, and just for the record again, I think we need to take a look. Maybe we'll get the same level of service and these same kind of surprises elsewhere, but we keep going back and we keep having the same experience. So I think in the last meeting we discussed, in the last part we discussed very similar topics. Just for the record again, I think we should be looking at another alternative and maybe give somebody else a try, just to say this seems to be a pattern that repeats itself.
My suggestion would be that a directive be provided from my office to staff at REC for moving forward with any repairs, particularly John Deere repairs, but any repairs. There are other companies out there that do work on brand-specific equipment, and I know that it has been said in the past that these are dealer only items, but there are more than one dealer, we should make sure we're adhering to our procurement policy, and we're looking around to make sure that we're
some of this my thoughts, some of this stuff could possibly be done through help with the highway department.
We do do quite a bit of theirs.
Okay, so I mean, it might be that they can direct, cut the cost of what might be a diagnosis on something, and maybe even the repair if it's a matter of, well, let's figure out what's wrong with this thing. And that would probably be as a directive out of the supervisor's office to employees as well.
Can you do electrical diagnosis down there? Or?
Not on a lot of the equipment, it's just a separate program.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's the problem with all the new equipment and everything.
Oh, I know. So we have a motion and a second.
Yes. To roll call.
Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
Next item I have for discussion is invoice for, or I should say voucher for PS. Technical services, they're engaged in troubleshooting and disconnect. Back at the second last day in October. And we had approved Right, and so we received additional charge in the amount of $440?
Yes.
So the total cost for that troubleshooting is $1,430, so we would need a resolution to pay the additional $440.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
I was thinking that was your way of not speaking.
It was frustration.
Next item for discussion is also from PS Technical Services for invoice 3633. This was to upgrade computer supervisor's office to Windows 10. I have no idea what was on there, but it was antiquated. Very frustrating to work with. And the invoice is for $500, so that will need town board approval.
Do you have that invoice again?
How's the computer working now?
Probably fine. I think they put a solid state drive in it and put more memory, so let me just pick it up. Yeah.
Okay. So moved.
Yes.
Second.
Discussion.
Just add it.
Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
Item four for discussion is Little Enterprises of Ohio. Was to purchase 12 signs between the municipal complex and transfer station. Or is it highway? Twelve signs total.
What's the common ones out here? I think probably the blue ones, maybe.
Those are the fire marshals, aren't they?
There's one that's common. It just said and common hall. I'm not sure what it said.
One is a speed limit sign. Another one is a school speed limit sign. Bicycle pedestrian crossing. School sign. Firehouse.
Firehouse signs.
You have that lined out. Is that being paid out?
Those are the top, those, because they're not being used on the road, I gave them to the town hall. That's
oh,
okay. That bill's there.
Alright, so only one of those signs is for town hall.
Right.
Okay. So that's over the $500 limit, and we did not receive three bids on that, so we need approval to pay. So the total amount would be for, which number is it, Rudy? 517?
691.
Okay.
691.
So I need a resolution to make payment in the amount of $691.96.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
The next voucher for discussion is we have two tires purchased for two trucks at highway, I believe. The total invoice was $920.32, which is over the $500 requirement that we obtained three prices. So we'll need approval to pay that.
Are these emergency? These emergency repairs?
Yes, they're both for two different trucks.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? So how come we didn't price them out to other vendors?
I priced them out also as more entire and they were more. So we just wanted to have around that for state contract pricing.
Did you provide that information to somebody?
The state contract pricing is usually they write it on the bill, they didn't on that one.
Okay. Because you didn't see that, did you?
Okay. But I can let you know the state contract pricing, they just redid it, and everything went up significantly.
Great. Any other discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Next item, voucher for New York Fire and Security. We found, after we approved payment for charging our fire extinguishers, that we had two more up at the old town hall, and we had them do those as well, so that put us over the approved amount. So the difference is additional $54.75. Is that correct, Lee? Says need approval to pay an additional $54.75 or to pay the invoice of $59.80, which confuses me. So what does that mean? Whatever you want to
do. The invoice is for $59.80, but it's over the board approval amount by $54.75.
Okay, so
motion to approve the payment amount of $59.80.
Okay.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. And the last item I have under vouchers for discussion is number 8 for Lewis and Greer. We received a monthly invoice from GATS for work on Erie, and we need approval to pay the $4,745.89, which includes travel in the amount of $124.39. And one out of two transcript costs of $52, so the total would be $47.45.89.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. And I inadvertently skipped over one additional item for Montage Enterprises. Hmm. And we exceeded the $500 threshold by $2.83, so we'll need approval to pay that. And we've not. What is what was that for, Montage?
I don't know.
It'll be lower parts.
Which mower?
The floating mower.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll do it tomorrow.
Anything else for you?
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilman Newman?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good job, sir.
Thank you. I'm sorry, what?
Close
the meeting. Let's close this meeting.
Take a motion to close the audit meeting?
I think I just did.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilman Newman?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks, Rudy.
Thank you.
Okay, it's 7 o'clock, so we'll get started. I'd like to welcome everyone to the regular town board meeting for November 27th of 2018. And with that, we'll have roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Here.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor here. Kuzniers?
Here. And we'll offer a pledge of allegiance to the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. First item on the agenda this evening is approval of minutes. We have one set for November 13th, which is a regular town board meeting. Does anyone have any questions or corrections for that? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve.
I make a motion to approve November 13, 2018, regular town board meeting minutes.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Upstate.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Item 2 on the agenda is set future meetings and workshops. As the board knows, we have a regular scheduled town board meeting for Christmas Day. And I'm going to go out on a limb, and I believe that probably has something better to be doing on that day, so we need to reschedule that. And I'd also like to keep in mind that we will have draft contracts for EMS and fire to review at the next town board meeting. We can either schedule a public hearing on the date that we select for the new town board meeting, the second meeting in December, or we can wait to schedule next week. I think timing-wise, we'll probably should schedule it. This evening. So the dates that would work, I know that Rudy would not be happy if we were looking at Thursday the 20th of December to replace the 25th. The other option would be that Friday the 21st or the following Thursday the 27th.
Whatever works, but I'm up for the 27th.
27th, okay. We'll be moving both the audit and...
It's okay. Yeah, so we'll move the audit, and I would like to do... I'd schedule the public hearing at the same time.
No, I'm just listening.
Were you able to make it that night?
Should be okay.
I think I can
do that. So public hearing 6, audit 6:30, public 7.
So I would suggest we do it at 6 o'clock, emergency squad contract public hearing, and then 6:15 would be the fire company public hearing on their contract, followed by the regular audit meeting at 6:30, and then the regular town board meeting time at 7 p.m. On the 27th. That work for everybody, sir?
You need to pass a resolution to change that?
Yes, yes. So we will, we'll need, I'm going to take separate resolutions for the public hearings. You need resolutions on those as well, right?
I should think so, yes.
So I'll take a resolution to establish a 6 p.m. public hearing for the Monroe Emergency Squad on November 27th.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Followed by a resolution to establish a public hearing meeting time at 6:15, also on the 27th of December, for public hearing on the fire company contract.
So
second.
Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. And the final resolution will be to change the regular end-of-month audit meeting and regular town board meeting to be respectively 6:30 on the same day, 27th, for the audit meeting with the regular town board meeting at 7 p.m.
So
moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Does anybody else need any meetings at this time? Okay, your workshop. A little bit further down on the agenda, we're requesting setting a new bid opening date for waste hauling, but we'll get to that when we get to that portion of the agenda. Next item on the agenda that I have this evening is Universal Playground. Playground has been something that's been much discussed with the working group that was involved on it initially. Then it came before the town board for additional conversations. There's been a lot of conversation in the community on this, and I just want to make it clear for the record, separate fact from fiction. The application for the grant was not made officially until this board took over in 2018. Paperwork was submitted to a prior administration, but didn't go any further. So we have been working diligently to move this proposal forward. We have graciously received a commitment from Assemblywoman Carrie Warner to set aside $125,000 for STAM grant or state aid to municipalities funding for this project. It's as all STAM grants are, it's an involved process to complete the paperwork. We have submitted initial application in July of 2018, And we've also had discussions after that at the board level regarding what we as a board envision we'd like to see down there within the practical realities of financing. We have received to date, have earmarked in a dedicated account approximately $61,000, which of that, $25,000 was provided for by the South High Marathon Dance, and the town board at that time agreed to match it for additional $25,000. And there's been additional funding that's been raised from the Color Run and other funding sources and donations that have gotten us to the figure for $61,000. We have engaged the services of the LA Group several months ago and have asked them to provide the board with three proposals, essentially a low-end cost proposal, a middle-of-the-road proposal, and a high-end proposal, which would accomplish everything that the committee was hoping and envisioned they'd like to see in that project. We do know that we're looking at just under probably $600,000 to fund that type of project, and that's a lot of money. And while we do have dedicated accounts at for recreation, we don't have that kind of money for a single project. So with that, I met, I believe it was last week, or last week, with Lisa with the LA Group, and she has provided board members here with what the board had asked, essentially three levels of project scope. And the reason that it's on the agenda this evening is that while I have had back and forth reviews with the Assemblywoman's office, which was the first level of the application process as you move forward, it has now risen to the level of the State Dormitory Authority, which funds these projects, and they have some additional questions, and one of them is scope of project. So to continue to move forward and not lose the possibility of this funding, it's our board, this board's intention to make sure that we complete the questions that were posed to my office a week or two ago on the funding application, and one of them is the scope of the project. So this evening we're going to have Lisa from the LA Group come forward, make a brief presentation on the information that she has compiled since we met last week. I should also add council member Gina LeClaire was involved in that meeting too. She's unable to be here with us this evening. So with that, Lisa, I'm going to turn it over to you to expand on your handiwork that you presented to the board.
Thanks. So just to bring everybody up to speed, so the LA Group has been retained to work with the town to advance the design of the playground. And as a first step, and even though this is a little bit unusual, a lot of times you do the design work before you start doing the cost estimating, this request for a cost strategy or a funding strategy was made to satisfy the requirements of the grant needs, and it also helps set a budget for us to work with in the design of the project. We decided instead of doing an estimate for a low-cost play equipment and materials and a mid-cost quality level and a high cost, what we did was we took the previous design work that had been done, the previous design concept that had been done, and looking at all those pieces for a good quality but not out of range equipment and level of materials, we did a full estimate for that whole package. And then we chunked it up into options for the high end of doing the whole thing in one shot, a mid-range, which is basically two phases, and then a lower cost where you broke it up into three phases so that you had kind of manageable pieces to do. And the idea with these phases is that if you did a three-phase project, when you did that first phase, you would have a very complete, exciting playground that no one would feel like looked like a half of a playground. We'd design it so it was complete, easy to add the second and third phases without disrupting the first phase. You know, you're kind of doing a master plan for the playground and doing it in manageable pieces. The estimate numbers, I'm sure, look extremely high to you. Based on the prior estimate, there were some holes in that estimate. There was some playground equipment that was included on the plan, but not in the estimate. And that estimate was not at a stage, I think, yet to include things like the contractor, miscellaneous fees like overhead and profit, escalation, and contingencies. So this estimate is kind of an all-in. Every piece of material and labor in there, it does not account for any volunteer work, any donations. It's like the whole thing. And so the idea is that once you set a budget and we design it, then you can see what pieces make sense for donations or volunteer effort or that kind of thing. Let's see. So I don't know if anybody has any questions. I know there's kind of a lot of numbers there. And we also did not make any evaluations as to whether a particular element should stay in or out. I think that would come as you're working on the design and prioritize what should be. We kind of chose for the phase one the things that, to our mind, seemed like most logical to install first or would probably be a high priority item in your mind for that. Are there any questions on the particular numbers or the approach we made?
Well, first of all, thank you for putting these numbers together in such a timely fashion, because I know we didn't have a lot of time to get into it, especially with the Thanksgiving holiday. One of the things that when Council Member Claire and myself met with you and you achieved it here is we were most interested in having a phased-in approach to a build-out of this playground design. And the primary thing that's driving that is cost. At the end of the day, we want to have the best facility that we can, but it has to be done within the confines of the budget that we have established. And I think the phased-in approach allows us to get something there that can be usable in the 2019 recreation year with potential for phased-in build-out as more money is either earmarked for the project or raised in our community. And, I feel strongly that if we can get an initial phase one accomplished, whatever it may look like, you'll have a greater buy-in from our community, from the businesses and our residents that will want to see that we move forward pretty quickly on a phase two build-out. So I think that is the best approach to move this project forward. The other option is to sit back and go for more expensive designs and wait till we have that money, but I think we're at a point now where we can make at least the cost of the phase one option A build out in the 2019 year. And I think this board is committed to expanding our recreational opportunities. I think this would play nicely into our 5-year master plan that we're committed to putting forward. And with that, I do have one question in the phase one under option A. When the grant was applied for, it was in the title described as an draft a playground and spray park. Do you have monies in that phase one that allows for any kind of spray park?
No, the spray park is currently in phase three.
Okay. So here's what I foresee as a potential issue, because I've been intimately involved in these projects in a previous life. Because we have a spray park listed in our application, we may have to resubmit if we're going to change that. And so I want the board to be aware of that. And what that means is we'll have to go back to timing wise, back essentially we're going to lose 6 months on the application, potentially, unless the assemblywoman can make those changes and fast track it forward again. And the other issue is if the board, depending on what the board decides, because the sponsor is the assemblywoman, at the end of the day, it's up to her whether she wants to continue to move forward with it if we change the scope of the project.
Mm-hmm.
And what was submitted to her was a spray park combination.
And you'll see in the summary under each, it lists what was included in that phase. Not to say things can't switch around, and then the chart that's kind of in color does list out the cost for the spray yard and show you what phase it was included under. And we also, for purposes of the grant, I believe what we would need to provide to them is the description of what's included,
right,
and then our worksheets that show how we came up with that dollar. So we would have to check, you know, how much they hold you to that. If you said, I'm providing these five features, if you vary, you swap out something from phase one to phase two, or three
can
to one,
we,
you know, how.
Can we do a component of infrastructure that would sort, that would, you know, allow us to tie in for the spray park as we move down the road, so that
yes,
we are in fact doing some spray park
yeah,
equipment in there?
Yeah, and that actually, constructability-wise, could make a lot of sense, because you would be doing, say, the water source to it before you build things on top, and then you have that there ready to install the sprays and the pavement clips. Yeah.
So we could work it into phase one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Work it into phase one by taking something out.
If you would like to stay at the same total, yes. Yeah.
But there's some flexibility. You used the best judgment.
I did have to make some.
That
yeah,
we could sit down and come up with a final design that would be inclusive of all those components. We just
right,
have to shift
right,
some of them around.
So, I don't know if the public has access to this just yet, because it just came out, but so phase one total cost, as currently presented, would be $200,952. Phase two would be $170,104, and phase three would be additional $159,784, which would complete build out will be $530,840.
And one thing I should have pointed out before, these totals do include soft costs like design fees, survey, engineering. We realize the grant probably has a requirement that those cannot be paid for, but we wanted you to know what those costs would be to you as part of the total.
Right.
And they are listed on a separate line, so you can subtract out.
Right.
You know,
and we're well aware that's a reimbursable program, so if there's something that we submit for reimbursement and it doesn't meet the criteria, we want
mm-hmm,
yeah, you know, we're not obligated to pay for it.
Right.
I don't know what the board's thoughts are. I do have to give a pretty good number of where we want to go with this project. So with the $200,000 for phase one and $952, So we're anticipating $125,000from the assemblywoman and additional $61,000 that we have in the reserve fund for this project. So you're basically up around $180,000 on a $201,000 phase one project. So that still requires that we will have to draw from our recreation budget, you know, the difference in that, which we haven't budgeted for, but we have access to in our reserve fund.
Right. So and I did try really hard to get that phase one total to 175, but it was hard, frankly, with what I thought would be the key pieces. So, you know, if it needs to be 175, we would design to 175, you know, design it that way. But it, I think it needs some input from the town as to how to do that. So I came up with what I felt was a realistic number to achieve those key pieces. And it's 200, so it's above the 175.
Can you tell me what your thought is on what the key pieces are?
So that first phase, all the phases include site preparation, any removals, any erosion control during construction, some grading and drainage components. All those are kind of the very unexciting but necessary pieces. A portion of the area for safety surfacing, walkway pavements, the one play equipment that what we call a major multi-use piece. So the largest of those pieces, if you can imagine the plan, that has many features to it, that is for 5 to 12-year-olds. A few amenities, including benches and the required signs, and landscaping, including lawn and some trees. So as far as play equipment went, it's that one biggest piece on the plan is in phase one. And then things like the smaller multi-use piece geared for children under 5 is in phase two. And then the other various pieces like the swing sets and the zip lines fall into phase two and three. So right now we have a dollar amount for that piece. It doesn't mean that's what you have to end up with, but that's how we...
So that one big piece of equipment that you're referring to, that's can be used by somebody who's handicapped?
Yes. Everything that we do will be used by people that are, for kids that are
handicapped.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. And that feature does not add cost to it necessarily. You know what I mean? It's not like, oh, this piece of equipment is handicap accessible, so it automatically is more costly. You know, they have designs and equipment that adapt for all needs.
Okay.
So what I need from what I need this evening from the board to move the grant forward is what you want to spend on phase one, and do you want me to continue to move forward with it in Universal Playground and Spray Park, or do you want me to reach out and see what it does definitively if we remove the spray park from this part of the build-out?
My couple questions about the spray park. Is that something, so somebody brought to my attention that maybe we'd have to have a reservoir there or some sort of catch basin for the water and to have the water treated?
Yep.
Do you know?
There's basically two ways to do a spray park. And either way of handling it is the same whether you're doing a spray park like at a park, which is not what we're proposing here, which has lots of swirling pieces and things. This is more like a spray park like the ones in Eastside Rec and Saratoga Springs that have sprays.
They come right up out of the ground, sure. Yeah.
But we'll what would be the water supply,
yeah,
which you have water lines in the park, so
okay,
that's the supply. And then for the discharge, if you recirculate the water, you have to treat it so that, you know, if there were contaminants in the water, a child urinates in the water,
yeah,
and a child drinks it, that's when you need treatment.
Mm-hmm.
What Gavin Park does is they actually discharge the water so they don't have to treat it. And because they, just like you, have sandy soil and have a water supply there, it can be discharged into basically a storm basin type treatment thing. So we would grade out a basin, and the water would discharge into that, and then it basically infiltrates into the ground and recharges the groundwater. There will be an automatic controller that the kids can hit, you know, to spray. It doesn't spray all the time.
Okay.
It, when nobody's there.
Basically a time thing.
Right.
So
right.
I'm familiar with the East Side Park down there. So
right.
They go, they push a button, and it comes out for 5 to 10 minutes.
Correct.
And then it shuts down.
Right.
And if they want more water, they go press the button again.
Right.
Okay. If the water is treated, that has to be tested, or does it have to be tested regardless? Like a fresh water source coming in that's being, you know, we buy water from Queensbury, so that's a fresh water source that's coming in. Does that have to be tested on a daily basis for Department of Health purposes?
I don't believe so. I'd have to get back to you on that. I know if you're treating it there,
you would
have a regular testing requirement.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If it's already potable water coming in, I don't know. I'd have to check that.
Okay.
For sure.
And then the next thing that I had or thought about was the use of the water. Now, you talked about going into like a, if we're not treating it, going into some type of catch basin. Is there a way to actually use it for irrigation on the field?
We talked about that in our pre-meeting. that's an interesting possibility. It would require some pumps and some other equipment that you wouldn't have if you just let it go into the ground. But mm-hmm. I know you have some issues with irrigation, and of course it would be nice to use it. So that's a possibility that we
would like to see it go to waste.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it goes back into the groundwater, but yeah.
But we're not using the groundwater for that.
Yeah.
Okay. And in regards to the spray park, so to speak, a spray yard, I'm assuming that if it's similar to what Eastside Park has, you don't need a lifeguard for this.
Correct.
Okay.
That's the benefit of the spray parks.
Okay.
In general, because you don't have the standing water that someone can drown in.
Okay.
Yeah. Something like Gavin Park actually has people monitoring it because they charge and it's a bigger facility and mm-hmm. they have a concession stand. Eastside Rec, it doesn't have anybody monitoring.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. So with that thought, I would like to continue with the spray park, so to speak, with the idea that I'd like to learn more about, and if we could actually utilize the water as a secondary irrigation source.
That's it. I can do that.
Okay.
So I was curious, have you had any conversation with Assemblyman Warner when this was earmarked? Like, was she more interested in, did she like it because of the spray yard? It seemed more appealing, and that was something that she really wanted to see money go towards? Or,
well, the request was made to her and to her office in my follow-up conversations for as it was presented to the board as a playground and spray park. The question is, does she feel personally wedded to the spray park aspect? We haven't had any conversations. But as a courtesy, with all the sponsors, if you're going to change the scope of the project, I will reach out right then. Make sure that it's something I know some legislators want certain key components in the funding they provide to their communities, and whether or not this is one, I don't know. And that's why DASNY has asked that if we're looking at removing that in the first phase, then they would like a letter, a conversation to take place with her, and a letter from her as part of the application saying she's okay with it. And I, you know, that's premature without having board discussion on it. So, I don't know.
So again, I would say that I wouldn't mind, or I would like to go forward with the idea of a sprayer as well, and if it's something modified plumbing is part, like the plumbing counts, right? The word right. was that, right? Mm-hmm. The previous question. So being mindful of the dollar amount, obviously they said $200,952. Figure out a way to work that in there with some of that plumbing or planting that allows us to check that box and work towards that. That with that phase one, I'm certainly okay with that.
Well, thank you. For some of the same reasons you mentioned, I really like the concept of doing a phased approach. One, we get something in the ground. That's going to really help establish some credibility and get some traction amongst the public. But also, the concept of doing it phased so that it doesn't look like it's part done is a really neat approach also. So I like both of those. I would encourage you to reach out to Carrie Warner and see if the great part is something that she's tied to. My concern is that we're not putting in a spray part. We're going to be putting in a component. And does that still qualify, or do we still get ourselves in trouble? I'd rather figure that out sooner than later. I think if we agreed to that number up front, it could always be less in the future. So if we could do the landscaping ourselves, or we could do something. I mean, right now it's an all-in number from them, then we certainly might have rec staff that could do landscaping.
Right.
So I've been supportive of you pushing it forward in phase one. If we can get the components of the spray park still in, that helps.
Okay.
We check all the boxes. Is
so as it stands right now with phase one, which does not include the cost of the spray park, as I mentioned earlier, the funding sources, that will require that the town come up with $40,000 to get to the $200,000. Essentially $201,000 cost. I'm very much in favor of having a spray park component as part of this project. My question to you would be if the town could afford a total cost of phase one at around $220,000, would you be able to modify that budget to get the spray park at least a portion of that up and running?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Sure.
And to be clear, just so we remember this conversation later, what does that mean to you? Does that mean getting plumbing in the ground so that later we can have it? Or
and
does that mean there's something that's actually in the spray?
And we'll have that listed. You know, we won't have plans yet because we're not there yet. But we'll have a list of what the components are, and we even have our worksheets of quantities that we use to calculate that we can provide with the grant. The grant people would like to see that. You know, how we came up with $20,000 for, you know, the water supply and the stuff, you know.
My question, maybe I wasn't clear, was that if we increased the budget to $20,000, would there be a spray park component where a child walks in and gets wet?
That I have to check, because right now we have the spray yard at $55,000.
Right.
So
my question to you, if I flesh it out a little bit more for you, can we modify some of your other expenditures a little bit? To make sure that maybe we have one less item for the play equipment.
Yep.
Now, and so you're telling me that we can do a phase one with additional $20,000 on top of the $201,000, and a child can walk and get wet in phase one.
Right.
Just wanted to pop out that endeavor. When we were doing the original fundraising, the plumbers union actually volunteered to do a lot of that labor install. It's basically training, friendship program training, which will help reduce some of those costs.
Yeah, and that's fantastic, but when we submit our application, it has to presume that we won't get any assistance. But we will.
Where I think you could go, you know, you're putting in a number where you think if you had to pay a contractor to install all
right.
the pieces,
right.
then once we decide on the exact pieces, if different groups come forward to either donate labor or donate materials or there's additional fundraising done for effort, okay, now we've paid for the spray part. now we can use that money we're getting spray park, and we can do this extra other piece or component, because we'll do estimates at each stage along the way here with the design and fine-tuning it. Maybe, for instance, the fencing, you know, we put in a pretty basic fence cost. Maybe there's extra money and you'd like to do something a little more that has some play activities located on the fence, or the fence is a more expensive one for certain reasons. And you can kind of shift your money around there whenever you get money to cover the other things that were already included in there.
And I don't want to speak for the other board members, but I think anywhere where we can realize savings and build out of phase one, you know, that money's not going to be deposited back in the general fund. That'll be earmarked for additional build out of this project. So with that, am I hearing that the board is okay with a budget of $220,000 for this project? And we will keep the spray park component in.
They're going to have to work, yes. They're going to have to work up those.
So you'll have to modify the figures for space.
Yes. And I'll give you this summary and these charts, but only with the phase one.
Right.
You know, but they don't, we don't care about the option three, right.
And
C,
I will,
and option three.
That'll be great, because I can use that to answer the detailed questions that have been raised. So we can keep the grant application moving forward.
Yeah, so we're focusing on option one, three-phase growth. And option two and three are off right now.
Okay. And it'll be so fabulous, and everybody's so excited that things will happen right away.
I'm okay with that. Thanks very much, Lisa.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda, item four this evening, is Highway Department requests. The first item I have is the board was polled regarding repair of the 2008 Mack truck. It was an emergency repair on November 16th because it was a frontline truck, as Highway Superintendent has characterized it, and the cost of repair was quoted at $2,495, and it will come from the equipment repair account DB 5130.405, and it has a current balance as of October 31st of $16,964.83. I did reach out to the Highway Superintendent's office, actually my office reached out, because we didn't have any supporting documents, and when we did get the supporting documents, it came back $886,000 higher. And so how did that happen?
It happened was we were talking earlier about, before the meeting, of how all the diagnostics go and everything else, and more hours of diagnostics. And then once they got it all back together, they found another sensor that was bad, that wouldn't let the truck go back into regen, which is part of the emissions, and that had to be replaced in order for the truck to operate. And they replaced it without even calling me on that one. So then we shouldn't have to pay for it. I wish it was that easy.
That's how it works when you have a private vehicle and they don't authorize it. They eat it, or you don't do business with them anymore. So we need to memorialize this item, if the board so chooses. The work's already been done.
Yeah.
It's back online.
Yes.
So we would need a resolution in the amount of $3,381.02 to pay the
employees.
I'm sorry. This is for all the truck sales at 130 the Big Boom Road.
Motion to approve.
Second. Any discussion?
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Next item I have is a request to transfer $40,000 from account DB5112.493.4, which was the paving account, to account DB5142.490 for road salt. Right now, that account has a current balance of $1,912.52.
Motion to approve.
Second. Any discussion? I do have one question, Paul. So if we're going to open a PO in that amount, how far do you think that might carry us into the budget here?
I've opened up interest for the rest of the budget here.
And what did we budget it for 19, remember?
We budgeted 160 and I proposed 180, which was the same I proposed.
So
for this year.
So you're helping you out every time.
I had 160 again this year. So. It could be, if Mother Nature plays her games like she is, it could be.
Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. And you had an item at a previous board meeting. I'm not sure if I tabled it or the deputy supervisor table. I think it was me because we didn't have supporting documents. It was for repairs at Old Highway Garage Roof, and we had some additional questions, and so we thought we could pose those this evening. I see that one vendor, Skyway Roofing, offered a price of $2,700 for the back edge and $7,400 on all edges. And you also received a second quote from Garland Company for an amount of $5,000 for back edges, $7,400 for all edges, and a third quote from General Roofing Contractors for $2,100 back edge and $6,800 on all edges. I know my office reached out to yours to get a scope of work on it, and although I don't have any supporting documents, I do have an email that says it's to repair back perimeter edge of roof and put flashing back on the building that's leaking in 7 spots. They have to pull the stone ballast back from the edge, clean and primary to be repaired, and then do the repair. So, are these verbal quotes, or, I mean, usually we have a scope of services of what they're doing.
All three of them came and inspected the roof, and I went up with all three of them, and we all went over every single spot. And at the time, I was trying to get, as soon as we could, get a price in for the board to approve, because the water's coming in the shop pretty good. And they all three also agreed that we can get by with just the back edge if we're looking to replace the whole roof, because that's the way the roof's tapered. And right now the scuppers that relieve the water aren't relieving it because they're bent up in the air from the rubber shrinking. And the only way to repair that is to pull the ballast back, cut the rubber, re-tack down the outside fascia so the scuppers are pointing back down again, and then put a new piece of rubber in and mold it in.
So there seems to be a big difference on some of these prices for the back edge. I don't know what that means. 27 for one vendor, 27 for $5,000.
Well, a couple of them are, the two of them that are higher are traveling longer distance. They're charging a travel fee on top of it.
And did we budget money for that, or is this coming out of that garage repair account?
The garage repair account.
So that account currently has a balance of $48,258.
And we're only looking at doing the back right now. That's your recommendation based on that recommendation?
Yeah, because we've been looking to try to get pricing on the whole room once we decided.
I'd be interested in entertaining a motion that approves the low bid from General Roofing. I would like that to be contingent on a written scope of work provided before work begins.
Okay. Well, I can give a call tomorrow.
If you want to put a motion out with that.
You know, I appreciate the email you sent me as well. I think your Councilman Tassel's thoughts on this.
Well, a motion authorizing repair of the back edge. Our temporary repairs on the old highway roof garage. I mean, three vendors in general will be contracted out of Glens Falls, total amount $2,100 to repair back edge. That's going to come out of A5132.472, which has a current balance of $4,258.15 as of 10/15. Based on the prerequisite that they provide a written scope of work prior to beginning work.
So you can get that from them. I'm sorry, there's a second discussion.
No.
If you can get that from them, just send it to my office so I can get the board members.
Yep.
And then also get proof of their insurance and all of that.
Okay.
Does that have to be presented to me?
Yeah.
Does that have to be presented to me?
Yeah.
Absolutely. We'll make sure that pavilion. So roll call.
Councilman Hogan.
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel.
Yes.
Councilman Noonan.
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers.
Yes.
And that's all I have. Thank you.
You have something for us.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
So we're going to get us our wider apron out there before Christmas.
We're trying to have a nice Christmas.
Talk to Mother Nature. Let me request it.
Okay, next item on the agenda, item 5, is the waste hauling contract. As the board knows, we already put this out to bid, and we received bids. We had a bid opening, and I have documentation that one of the bidders, while they sent their bid in a timely fashion through UPS, did not arrive here on time. And so what I'd like to do is have a motion to reject all of it we received for waste hauling and put it back out for bid. The same language, but just changing the date for when the bid would be opened. And I'd like the bid opening date to be December 10th at 3 p.m. And that way we can act on it on the December 11th town board meeting.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan.
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel.
Yes.
Councilman Noonan.
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers.
Yes. Susan, do you need a resolution on the bid opening, or are you good?
I think that's part of this resolution, that you set the bid opening for December 10th, right?
That's fine.
Can I ask you a question on it?
Yeah.
Is there any way or anybody, I've been looking myself because I've got 12 TVs right now behind the shop off the road. Is there anybody that's looking into any electronics for the town? Recycling? I get people every day calling, where do I take them, where do I take them?
Yeah. Well, we have something I'd like to visit. As you know, we're expanding our hours. Transfer station. I think the local paper did a good job of making that known there. And, you know, I know the transfer station and council member Van Tassel have expressed interest in possibly generating a revenue stream down there in some capacity, and I'd like to have something in the first of the year.
But I found one company that'll take off flat screens for spring. But they have two TVs, they charge it. They'll drop the pallets off, you just have to put them on pallets and wrap them.
They'll have to be undercover.
Huh?
Will have to be undercover. Mm-hmm.
But your problem is not with flat screens, correct?
Well, right now I got a little of everything. I got computers, I got flat screens, I even got a curved flat screen already. So, I mean, that's just stuff I gotta get rid of. I've been trying to find a place to get rid of them, so I've been calling all around. That's all the other towns around the area. I got two that they particularly use.
So I know we're kind of in the middle of a motion, but this is a good thing to talk about. Is this because these two TVs are a problem? You know, is there something that where we're going to get ourselves into a problem by picking them up, and now we have to try to get rid of them? Is there any way, at some point, we can charge back the homeowner? Or wherever we take.
Well, here's the problem, and this is for you as well, Paul. Apparently, somebody in our community thinks that my cows like to
I found the TV that was discarded on Burke Road down by the street. It's in the stream. Not a flat screen. They prefer flat screens, but not one. It's better on the edges. So, and that is
right
within the highway right away.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
I mean, he's not picking them up off the property unless they live in cast there.
For no, these are just ones that people throw in the ditch and throw them everywhere. Actually, the other day, people stuck them in with the transfer station. And they have a hole.
Can you, why don't you do this? Can you get that information that you said somebody was willing to do it? What's involved, what the costs are, and get to my office. I'll get to the board, and we can look into it a little further.
I can also give you a name, but we've engaged and had discussion with ProTech Recycling, and they'd be happy to have talks, but they're not, there is going to be a charge for TVs. The other spouse trees aren't going to charge them.
Yeah, they also, if they take computers, they crush the hard drive and all that.
So, computer shop, that's very close. The two TVs are down, so you can use it.
Cool.
Awesome.
That's
it.
Good.
So, did we have a second on that? Did we have the roll call on the...
We're all set. Yeah.
Thank you. We'll talk quickly. Yeah, I'll try. Item 6 on the agenda is I need authorization from the town board authorizing me to accept the $4 million grant that the town has been awarded. Otherwise, they will give it away. So I'm hopeful that the board will give me the authority to sign that this evening.
Do we need to write credit for the record?
Yes. Do you have a copy of it?
Mm-hmm. Sure, I can read it. Subject, authorizing the supervisor to submit and sign grants and financing for extension number 5 of sewer district number 1. Whereas on June 26, 2018, the town board of the town of Moreau adopted a resolution establishing extension number 5 of sewer district number 1, subject to a referendum scheduled for August 27, 2018. And whereas on June 26, 2018, the town board also adopted a resolution authorizing the issuance of $16 million serial bonds for the construction of extension number 5 in the town of Moreau and all necessary infrastructure, equipment, apparatus, site work, and related site work. And whereas the referendum resulted in a positive vote for the establishment of extension number 5, which is currently being reviewed by the Office of the State Comptroller. And whereas in order to aid in the financing of extension number 5 on August 14, 2018, the town board adopted a resolution authorizing the supervisor to submit and sign grants and financing for extension number 5 of sewer district number 1, which allowed the town to search and apply for grants and other financing methods. And whereas the New York State Environmental Facilities Corporation recently announced that the town was awarded a New York State Water Infrastructure Improvement Act grant of up to $4 million for extension number 5. And whereas project financing applications are currently being reviewed by the NYSEFC, and now therefore be it resolved that the town of Moreau hereby accepts the NYWIIA grant from the NYSEFC with an award for extension number 5. And be it finally resolved, the town supervisor is authorized to sign any and all agreements and documents related to the successfully formed and established extension number 5 that may be required by both the WIIA grant program and NYSEFC financing program.
Motion to approve.
Thanks. Second. Any discussion? Yes, I mean, this is absolutely fabulous news. Because what it does is it allows us to continue to move forward with that kind of commitment. If we get our notification from EFC for our low interest or zero interest financing here, hopefully in mid-December. But either way, under this timeline now, we're looking at a construction start date that the engineers have prepared of April 29, 2020. So that keeps us... keeps us moving forward in something which basically groundbreaking for what it will do for our community.
One step closer.
All right. Vote.
Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Item 7 on the agenda is transfer station. As a result of getting back up to the level of service that we used to provide, we're going to need additional staffing down there. And Pet had requested that we advertise for 2 part-time employees. My request is a resolution for us to advertise and do the typical posting that we want to do for employment with the town.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. And just to be clear, that will be in the official publications of the town. We'll be putting that in. CoStar.
Mm-hmm.
And then posting on our website.
Yeah.
Awesome. Item 8 on the agenda is privilege of the floor. Would anybody like to address the board?
Good evening. I've got a bunch of questions, so I'll try to be brief. Since Todd, you're on the, does the county do anything about recycling? Is there anything the county can help us out with recycling? Would be my first question. Next question would be, when is there an Erie Boulevard court date? Has that been set? You mentioned that last couple weeks ago. I was curious about that. I sent you an email on training about the public, the planning board and ZBA. Did you happen to receive that? Next question would be hiring the clerk for the assessor. And then the part-time code enforcer, I was curious where we were on that. And my other question would be also the how we're doing on the wingman situation. And then the last thing would be, I guess we use metered water at the recreational park.
Yes.
And I was curious how much... does that come out of the recreational budget? Because it has to pay back that water district. And I was curious on that. And then one more question. The 2 water towers that I've been beating that drum for many years now about the heating and the excess energy being used in both buildings, I was wondering if anything was being done with those. End of questions.
Thank you. Well, we'll start with the wing person. That's the highway superintendent question. Are you all set on that?
I've been doing a couple interviews. I know 2 more people that are bringing in applications. And right now I'm getting by, but I know one will be there all the time. I'm working on diligently.
Recycling, there are towns in the community that usually share. Conroe has not been one of the base communities where everybody from outside the area comes to get. But I know they rotate it through the county. I'm not sure where we are in the lineup, if we're in the lineup. But I can look into that. I don't know if we have a specific court date for Erie Boulevard. I know it's going to be in the spring.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Spring 2018?
Yes. Yeah. Unless there's additional delays or whatever typically goes along with those types of exercises. We've had no discussion on hiring a clerk for the assessor's office, but I can tell you that it is being covered by the building department. I had a conversation after talking to the board at budget time, and so that is being covered for the moment. So we're all set there. Training for planning board members, I'm not sure what that is.
Well, I come to the meeting, so I know the importance the board has been putting on the training, and I take advantage of the training. I know, but what I was suggesting to Todd was maybe explain to the members what the board's feelings are, how training is important. And I don't think that's gotten down to the other members, and I don't think it's my place to
Well, actually, I might have to disagree with you there. We passed by resolution last year at the organizational meeting that there is a requirement. And I have not only made them aware of that previously, I did it again. I can lead a horse to water.
Agreed.
But I will say that, I need to check the council on this, their ability to continue to serve is at the pleasure of the board if they don't fulfill the requirements.
I just don't think, like I said, I understand your position. I agree with your position. I just don't think it...
I know that the clerk of the building department sent a follow-up email around to everybody. I don't know what...
I don't think they understand the importance.
Required?
That's all I'm
required.
I know what's required.
Part-time code enforcement. We have monies in the budget for it. I need to talk to civil service to make sure we're following their requirements before we move forward with that. That wouldn't happen in this budget year anyway, even though we could have done it if we wanted to. And water at rec is charged.
How much of a dollar amount?
I don't know. I don't. We can find it for you.
Thank you.
And water tower heating. I know that's been looked into. Actually, Bob Prendergast looked into it, and he didn't see what the issue was. So we didn't take it any further.
Todd, if you look at the bills, in the 4 or 5 months during the winter, the kilowatt hours goes over 2,000 per month, and that puts you on a different rate on demand. And it's kind of outrageous that those buildings, the size of those buildings, that you're using over 2,000 kilowatts to maintain above freezing temperatures. It seems pretty straightforward to me. I've tried to explain that to the board.
But it may warm your heart to know that one of the things I'd like to do is increase our solar capacity so that we're not exceeding demand over here.
That's great, and that brings up another subject. Just so when the solar city was doing, I'm sorry to interrupt, but when they were doing the solar and they chose the industrial park, they chose the industrial park over the, they chose that over the transfer area, the old dump, for some reason, so you might want to relook why they chose that. And I know you're looking there.
Okay, good. Anyone else for privilege of the floor? Moving on to supervisor's items. To date, I have received interest from at least 11 individuals to serve on the 5-year Rec Committee Master Plan Committee. I hope to start meeting with individuals here in the near future to hone that down so we're ready to go next year with that committee. So that's good news. I got a report from Mortgage Recording Tax, which is very good news. Looks like that we will be receiving a check for another $170,996, which is almost identical to the check we received in March. So that's going to put us at projected for the year $341,000, which is fabulous because the board recalls last year there was an estimated revenues of $375,000, and we only took in $314,000, and that's not the position we want to be in. So for this year, 2018, we had estimated revenues forwarded at $300,000, and we're $41,000 ahead of them. So we're in a good position. Yes.
Goodbye,
Mr. Pardon?
Goodbye,
Mr.
Rayburn.
Yeah, if you want to put it all in red. Received a letter from Lehigh Hansen Heidelberg Cement Group dated November 26th actually the day of November 20th, received in my office November 26th. Wanted to make us aware that the writing of news about a proposed project to improve the environment and economic performance of Lehigh Northeast Cement Company's Glens Falls plant. They recently submitted an application to DEC to modify their air emission permit, allow them to use an engineered fuel product originating from recycled paper mills as a partial substitute for fossil fuels to reduce energy. And they go on to say that DEC has found that the emissions testing demonstrated that the use of this fuel will not cause ambient impacts above the state guideline concentrations and has issued a draft permit, which is now available for public review and comment. So basically, DEC is now accepting comments on that draft permit. They wanted to make the town aware of that.
Yes.
Yes, I did. As I pointed out to you, Reed, it was yesterday. Kathy sent around to all the planning boards and board members that email letting you know about the 2019 planning zoning comments.
Yes. If I just may even on that real quick, there are, New York State provides free, you know, 1 hour classes. You can print off a, you can watch a video, you can take a quiz, print off a certificate in 1 hour increments. So,
and
suggest that should be brought to their attention, that's all.
Yeah.
And they can only get water, but just encouragement is always good.
Well, the genesis behind that was the anticipation by this board that, you know, there's going to be exponential growth in our commercial corridor in the near future. And, you know, I think it benefits our entire community that those serving in the capacity of our planning and zoning boards have access to other ideas that they may not otherwise know about. And so... the board felt that it was so important that they made it a requirement for them to serve. And so we're hopeful that those that want to continue to serve will meet those requirements. Just want to update everybody that I will be meeting, hopefully in December, with the mayor of Glens Falls and his staff regarding sewer capacity. I've already had a conversation with him, and we're currently having a conversation with our team, which is our attorneys and engineers, so that we'll be ready for that meeting. So we're excited about that. We do have a contract expiring with water in Queensbury, and I'm working on that. We have some additional information as we're moving into December on where we are.
How are things proceeding with the meter for the store?
So I have a meeting tomorrow. I have a meeting this week with Don, right? Yeah, so I'm meeting this week. He's going to bring me up to date on where we are, any outstanding questions we have. I know Carla will be at that meeting, and we're going to talk about, make sure we have all our easements in place. So after I have that meeting, I can give you more information.
Great. Thanks.
So I have the supervisor's items, committee report.
I don't know. Kyle, you want to talk about transfer station?
All right. I do need a brief executive session, so I'll entertain a motion to go into executive session to discuss. A particular unnamed employee or employees work performance. I'd like to also talk about the EMS fire contract so that we can direct council to move forward with the draft on that. And that's all I have.
So moved.
Second.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
Good.
Ready?
All right, we'll come out of the executive session. Do we need a motion to come out?
You usually do.
I will entertain a motion to come out of the executive session and indicate that no action was taken.
So moved.
So moved. Or second.
Okay.
Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. And with that, I believe there's no further business, so we will take a motion to adjourn the meeting this evening.
So moved.
Second. Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.